السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. We started reflecting on part of the dua of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah, and the reason was to understand what was the source of energy and guidance for Imam, which kept him persistent all the time, no matter whether it was in the time of ease or time of difficulty. We talked about this sentence, Elahi ana al-faqir fi ghinai fa kayfa la akunu faqiran fi faqri. Oh my Lord, I am poor when I look at what I have. So what about those things that I lack? Even when I have something, it's not mine. So what about those many, many things that I don't have at all? And we explained this in the first session. So the second sentence that we want to focus on today, which is very much connected to the discussion yesterday, is Elahi anal jahilu fi ilmi فَكَيْفَ لَا أَكُونُ جَهُولًا فِي جَهْلِ. My Lord, with respect to what I know, I am ignorant. I will explain what does it mean. With respect to what I know, I am ignorant. So, how can I be not very ignorant with respect to what I don't know? There are things that we have no clue about them, and this is showing us our limited knowledge. But even those things that we know, if you look at them carefully, you would find that still you don't know. First of all, this knowledge is given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot teach yourself. Although, you know, there are books, teach yourself, for example, computer, teach yourself, I don't know, Islam. But in reality, no one can teach himself or herself. Because if there is something that I don't know, and I don't have a knowledge of that thing, so how can I give that knowledge to myself when I don't have that knowledge? As we explained yesterday. Yes, we can go through a process, either by reading or listening or attending a school or lecture, just to prepare yourself so that Allah gives you knowledge. You can never give you yourself something that you lack. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives you knowledge of what you don't know. Therefore, even when you know something, if you are a scholar, if you are a scientist, if you are a very educated person, still you have to remember that this knowledge is not yours. You have been given access to this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, there was a time that you didn't have it. And there will be a time that you may lose it. There are people who even they don't remember their own name. Not because they are, you know, for example, stupid or they are mad. No, they were very educated, very successful. But after some accident or some disease or Alzheimer, even they don't remember their name, they don't remember their children. When they meet their children, they think these are strangers. There is such a possibility that you may lose all your knowledge at once. When the pressure of death comes, you would forget everything except what has become part of you. If something becomes part of your reality, mixed with your flesh and blood, you will remember. Otherwise, you will forget everything. Even you may forget Allah as your Lord. If you were not always thinking of God, consciously thinking about God, you may forget who is your Lord. You may forget your messenger, your imam, your Kaaba. And this is why when a person, even if a very old person, a very pious person is put in the grave, we do talqin to help him to remember. If he didn't need such reminder, so talqin was useless. Why we do talqin? Because we want him to remember. Maybe pressure of death has made him unable to remember. I'm not saying everyone is in need of reminder, but many people, it's not just a small portion of people, many people will forget these things. So we say, إِذَا أَتَاكَ الْمَلَكَانِ الْمُقَرَّبَانِ, when the two angels who are close to Allah come to you, وَسَأَلَاكَ, and ask you, مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Lord? Tell them, Allah Rabbi is my Lord. Who is your prophet? Tell them, Rasulullah is my prophet. Salam.
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Tell them, Quran is my book. So this is a reminder. If a person remembers Allah all the time, especially from childhood, then there is a chance that inshallah, as I said, he will remember it. As the hadith says, مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ شَابٌ مُؤْمِنٌ اخْتَلَتَ الْقُرْآنَ بِلَحْمِهِ وَدَمِهِ. If a young believing man or woman remembers to recite the Quran regularly, Quran will be mixed with his flesh or blood. So such a person will not forget Quran. I had a friend who had a very old father, and he said his father was a scholar but suffered a lot in his life. One of his sons who was a scholar was martyred during the war. Another son has mental problem. So you know how much you suffer when your child is mentally disturbed. So he said, when he became old, he forgot everything. Even he says, I go to him, he doesn't remember me. But he says, my father remembers Ziyarat Ashura by heart. Still he remembers Ziyarat Ashura. He cannot remember his son's name, but he remembers Ziyarat. Why? Because this man for decades has been daily reading this Ziyarah. So it has become part of him. Maybe he forgets his name, but he doesn't forget Imam Hussein. This is the beauty. So it's possible to let these things settle into your heart. But this doesn't happen to everyone. Most of people forget everything by death. And then we have another great pressure when we are resurrected. If you remember something during the period of transition from this world to Barzakh, Again, you have another challenge, how to keep those things when you are resurrected. The day of judgment is so difficult that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. You know, mothers are very concerned about their children. Even a young girl who up to yesterday had problem in waking up, maybe parents had to tell her, you know, wake up, this is the time for Salat. But when she has a child, she is different. She doesn't need anyone to tell her, you know, look after your child. Allah puts so much love in the heart of this mother that if a child makes a little noise, she wakes up. She doesn't need to be told that look after your child. Especially if she has to feed the baby. She's very concerned. But the pressure of Day of Judgment is so much that Allah says, تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ. Not بَعْضُ مُرْضَعَةٍ. All ladies who give milk, who foster their babies, they will forget their children. All. تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ. This is the pressure. When everyone is escaping, running away from his parents, his children, his brothers, his friends. So you forget. Imagine you have prepared yourself for exam, but then the pressure of exam sometimes makes you forget everything. When exam is over, you remember all the things. Sometimes you have this experience. Just after you give the paper, then you remember everything. But it's too late. So, many things that we know, we forget. Either in normal life, or when we become old, or when we die, or when we are resurrected. Our knowledge is not guaranteed to remain there. So this is one point. Another point is that even what we know, when we know, still is very limited. How much we know about ourselves? The nearest thing to us is our body, human body. It is the nearest thing to me. Yeah, even nearer to me than my dress. But how much we know about human body? Still after thousands of years, and after, you know, having lots of information about human body, still what we know compared to what we don't know is much less. The more we go forward, the more questions we have. There are many, many things about our body that we don't know. What about our soul? We know much less about soul than we know about body. What about these stars and planets, galaxies? We don't know. Even we don't know how much is the size. Where is the border? We don't know. Is there any border? We don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given from knowledge except a little. Your knowledge is very little. So even those things that we think we know very little about them. Even sometimes you live with a person for many years and you think you have really understood everything about that person. After a problem happens, you see, oh, I didn't know this person. He was my nephew, for example, and I thought he's a good boy. Then I let him marry my daughter. So after 20 years, I realized that he is not a good husband. As a nephew, he was okay, but as a husband, no. Whom I can blame? I cannot blame anyone because this is my own nephew. I know him for 20 years. Human personality is so complicated that a person can always look nice, very pious, very, you know, humble, but you don't know. This is only part of the personality. When people are challenged, they show their real face. Then you see that he is much worse than what you thought. Or maybe he's much better than what you thought. Sometimes you always underestimate someone, but when a time of difficulty comes, you see that that is the only person who is concerned about you, who wants to help you. So, even with the people that we live with them for many years, we don't know. Sometimes you think a person is very happy with you, then after 20 years he says something or she says something, you think, oh my God, for 20 years he has been thinking like this about me. It's very, you know, sometimes heartbreaking. So our knowledge is very limited. Even, you know, sometimes we don't know about ourselves. You know, one of the things that mu'minin are always concerned is about themselves. Al-mu'minu zaninun binafsih. A believer tries not to be suspicious about other people, but he has to be always suspicious about himself. Because I have so much love for myself that there is great chance that I may not see my own faults and problems. You have to always evaluate yourself. You have to always be critical of yourself. Because maybe there are problems in your heart that you don't know. Maybe I think I have no love for dunya, because so far I was not tested. But when opportunities come, then you would see that I really love dunya, I'm going to die for dunya. But so far I had no access. When I was, for example, a person who was not famous, a person who doesn't have following, I was very good. But when people start showing respect to me, then that's different. There is a hadith that there is no, you know, we have in Arabic called ni'al. Ni'al is the shoes that, it's like a slippers. It's not normal shoe, it's like a slippers. So, there is no person behind whom people walk in Na'al unless he would be destroyed. What does it mean? It means that when I become a very important person, whenever I want to go, for example, to visit someone, 10, 20 people come with me, then there is a problem that I would be destroyed. Because I think I'm a very important person. Look, everywhere I go, there are 4 or 5 cars coming with me. 10, 20 people who love me, they want to come with me. If I am not prepared for that, I will be destroyed. Soon you will think that you are really unique. If you go one day to the street, and few people say salam to you, say, oh, maybe they see something in me. Maybe they see angels with me. Why everyone is saying salam to me? So it's just enough 5 people to say salam to you. You think you are very a special person. This is very difficult. The late Imam Khomeini had this habit that whenever he finished his lectures in Hoze and he wanted to go home or somewhere, he did not let any talabe to go with him. If someone wanted to go with him and during, you know, for example, his walk to speak to him, he was saying no. If you have any question, I wait. You ask your question, then I want to go alone. I don't want anyone to be escorting me because this is bad for me. This is against hadith. So, sometimes we unfortunately even don't know ourselves. I think, alhamdulillah, I have removed the love for dunya from my heart. But when the challenge comes, I realize, oh, there is great love for dunya. One of great maraji, who was very much recognized and respected by ulama. So, he was just to be marja. When a marja passed away, he felt there is a little happiness in his heart. Because these people are very careful about themselves. Many people don't pay attention to these things, but he was very careful. So he isolated himself from ulama and everyone. They asked him, please, now we have to come to you. You are the second most knowledgeable person, and now we have to follow you because the most knowledgeable person has died. He said, no. I saw there is something wrong here. Why I should be a little bit happy? This is a sign that my nafs desires for this position. If you don't have that much care, either you don't notice this, or you justify and rationalize, say, my happiness is because I am going to serve. My happiness is because I'm going to guide the Shia community. So much reward is there. You know, you justify it for yourself. But these people don't take any chance. They don't want to take any risk. So he didn't accept this position and isolated himself. So you have to be always careful about yourself because there are many things that you don't know about yourself. So when Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "An al-jahilu fi ilmi," with respect to what I know, I am ignorant. فَكَيْفَ لَا أَكُونُ جَهُولًا فِي جَهْلِ. So how can I say I am not very ignorant about those things that I don't know? So those things that I don't know, I am absolutely ignorant. Those things that I know, I am still ignorant. Because this knowledge is not mine, this knowledge is not guaranteed to remain with me, this knowledge is surrounded by lots of question marks, and this may be knowledge and maybe just illusion. Maybe it's confusion. Who says that this is necessarily a true judgment? Sometimes you think you know, but you don't know. So we should never be proud of ourselves. We should never think that I am a person who knows a lot. Even sometimes an insect can know better than us. Even an insect. When the Prophet Sulaiman and his army were passing by a small group of ants, one of them told the others, "Udkhulu masakinakum, la yahtamannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu wa hum la yash'urun." Go inside your houses. Maybe Sulaiman and his army will destroy you while they don't know. Someone like Sulaiman would not kill ants deliberately, would not destroy them deliberately. But he says maybe when he doesn't know and his army don't know, they will destroy you. So Sulaiman apparently was not aware of this ant, but this ant was aware of Sulaiman. So you see how much is possible for us to be ignorant. So no one should think that I know everything and my knowledge is going to remain. Even when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is our guide, but still his knowledge is not from himself, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa wa wajadaka walan fahada." Didn't your Lord find you an orphan and provided you with care and shelter and refuge so that you would grow in a nice manner? Didn't he find you dhallan? I don't want to say misguided, although it literally means misguided, but it means in need of guidance. So it's, instead of being misguided, it's better to say your Lord found you in need of guidance, so he guided you. Because when we say misguided, We use it for someone who is in the age of guidance and is not guided. But here means someone who was in need of guidance because he was reaching the age of making decisions. So Rasulullah received guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Received knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, he himself doesn't know anything. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah taught you what you were not able to know by yourself. If you know Arabic, you understand there is a difference between saying allamaka ma lam ta'lam and allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. If I say allamaka ma lam ta'lam, means he taught you what you didn't know. But allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam means he taught you what you were not able to know. You had no chance of knowing this by yourself. It's Allah who taught you this. Of course, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah has had great favor for you. Therefore, He has taught you a lot. Now your knowledge is a special knowledge. Your knowledge is great. But it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Prophet, even for a second, didn't think that I am so much knowledgeable that I don't need any further guidance. He was always asking for guidance. He was always saying, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. More honestly than us, he was saying, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Sometimes we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, and we just say this because it's wajib. But in my heart, I think, I don't need guidance. I am myself alim. I guide people. I don't need guidance. Or I am, you know, an adult. I guide my children. I don't need that. So sometimes we say this not really sincerely. But Rasulullah was honestly and from bottom of his heart was saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Because he knows that everything is from Allah. If Allah leaves him for a second to himself, even Rasulullah would be finished. So, someone like him, who has such knowledge, he says that I am in need of guidance. Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Who inherited the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had great knowledge. Interestingly, his knowledge was not only when he became imam. It is true that the knowledge which is for the position of imam is given when a person takes over that job. But even before taking actually the job, they have still great knowledge. There is a hadith that I wrote for you. This is from Muhammad ibn Jarir Tabari, who is a famous Sunni scholar. He has books like history, but in his book Dala'ilul Imam also, he says that from Huzaifa, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ الْحُسَيْنِ ابْنَ عَلِيِّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. I heard from Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, يقول والله ليجتمعن على قتل طغاة بني أمية. Huzaifa, who was a companion of Rasulullah, says that I heard from Hussein ibn Ali that by God, he was not guessing. He says by God. When you say by God, so means you are 100% sure. Otherwise you don't swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, by Allah, the tyrants of Bani Umayya will put their efforts together to kill me. لَيَجْتَمَعَنَّ means they do it together to kill me. وَيَقْدُمُهُمْ عُمَرُ بْنُ سَعْدٍ. And this would be headed by Umar ibn Sa'd. The head of my killers would be Umar ibn Sa'd. Huzaifa said, I heard this from Husayn ibn Ali, وَذَلِكَ فِي حَيَاتِ النَّبِي. During the life of the Prophet. So Husayn was still a child. During the life of Rasulullah, I heard this from Husayn. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. I told Husayn, and ba'aka bihadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has Rasulullah informed you about this? Because this is not something ordinary. You know, someone as a child, he says that by Allah I am going to be killed by Bani Umayyah and the head would be Umar ibn Sa'd. And at that time Umar ibn Sa'd was a very famous companion. Of course, he was son of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, but he still was very famous. So, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ أَنْبَأَكَ بِهَذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ اللَّهِ. Hussein said no. So he was more surprised. If he had said, I have heard from Rasulullah, then he would have said, maybe Rasulullah in his house has said something. He had not said this on minbar, so I didn't hear about this. But maybe in the house he has said something and Hussein has heard. But Hussein said, no. فَقَالَ لَا. فَقَالَ فَأَتَيْتُ النَّبِيِّ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ. So I went to the Rasulullah and told him, Hussein is saying something very special, but he has not heard from you. Maybe he was expecting Rasulullah to say he made mistake, or for example, Rasulullah said, no, I told, for example, this to his father, and his father told him, something like this. He didn't expect such a reply. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِلْمِي إِلْمُهُ وَعِلْمُهُ إِلْمِي. My knowledge is his knowledge. His knowledge is my knowledge. He is still a child, not imam. But Rasulullah says there is no separation. لَأَنَّا نَعْلَمُ بِالْكَائِنِ قَبْلَ كَيْنُونَتِهِ. Because we know what is going to happen before it happens. لَأَنَّا. We. Means we Ahlul Bayt. No matter between the one who is child or his adult. No one between the one who is male or female. Between the one who is actually prophet or imam or he's not yet in the position of imamah. We know everything which is happening before it happens. So this is the knowledge of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But on the day of Arafah, Hussein, when he is crying and makes everyone crying, he says, "Ana al-jahilu fi jahli." I am ignorant. I don't know anything. Is he just doing a kind of, as we say, ta'aruf? A kind of just being polite and, you know, nice? No. Honestly, sincerely, he says, I don't know anything. Because anything that I know is from you. You have put this in my mind, on my tongue. I am totally ignorant. This is the value of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. That they never claimed any position for themselves. They just tried to guide people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't act as a beautiful statue that na'uzu billah we worship. They always try to act as a mirror to reflect the light of Allah. If you are a statue, so you are just showing yourself, and in a very limited way, because a statue can show the beauty which is possible to be seen on a statue. But if you are a mirror, then you can show the full picture without saying anything about yourself, without bringing your own personality here, and therefore without limiting. A mirror tries just to show, to reflect what is in front of the mirror. And therefore you see Ahlul Bayt were very, very much sad and sometimes angry to hear that some of the lovers of them claim for them some type of deity, some type of lordship. It made them totally angry. Because it's against their philosophy, it's against their teaching, against their personality. They feel ashamed that a lover of me thinks that I am, na'uzu billah, a person who has some kind of lordship. You know how you feel ashamed? In all your life you have always been so much obedient to Allah and humble, and you say, I am ignorant, I have no knowledge, no power, nothing. Then someone says, as a lover of Ali, I say Ali is, na'uzu billah, Allah or manifestation of. This is very shameful if someone makes such a case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that a very difficult time for Isa is when Allah tells him, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ. Did you tell them to worship me, to take me as your Lord? You told them to be a community which believes in Trinity? Did you tell them I am God or Son of God and therefore my mother is Mother of God? Sometimes people say, Christians never believe in Lady Mary being part of Trinity. So in Barakat I should explain. There seems to be some groups of Christianity that they used to worship Lady Mary. But even if they don't worship Lady Mary, this is a logical implication. Because if you say someone is God, then his father and mother must be also God. Because he owes what he has to the father and mother. In any case, Prophet Isa would be asked, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ. Have you told them? Of course Allah knows the answer. But Allah wants us to hear the answer of Isa. He says, Subhanaka. May you be glorified. How such a thing is possible? I even never thought about this. How can a person who has been from birth a sign of God, brought up by God, who said at the time of birth, Anni Abdullah, how can I say to people that I am your God or son of your God? Subhanaka ma qultu lahum illa ma amartani bih. I only told them what you asked me to tell them. But how much I believe Prophet Isa suffers a lot when he sees some people in his name, they say he is God or son of God. It makes him really sad. You know, imagine a teacher comes and always, for example, tells you to be good people, to believe in God, to be pious, not to worship idols, not to be like Romans who had lots of gods and goddesses, and then you believe in God and then make him God. He feels that his message is lost. In any case, we followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we have to be very clear about this matter. the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam must remember all the time that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam didn't claim any virtue, any good quality for themselves as such. They said, whatever we have is from Allah. We are poor. We are ignorant. We are in need of guidance. We have everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what makes you valuable. This is what makes you knowledgeable. This is what raises your position. If you say opposite, then Allah will humiliate you. If you think that you are God, then Allah would do with you what He did with Namrud, with Pharaoh. So we have to be very careful with this matter. So let me finish the discussion by reading again these two sentences, one sentence that we discussed last night and this one which we discussed tonight. For those who joined us later, these are some sentences which are part of the dua of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah. Elahi anal faqiru fi ghinai fakayfa la akunu faqiran fi faqri. I am very poor, very needy with respect to what I have. So what about my poverty with respect to those things that I don't have? Ilahi anal jahilu fi ilmi فَكَيْفَ لَا أَكُونُ جَهُولًا فِي جَهْلِي. I am ignorant with respect to my knowledge. So how I am not very ignorant with respect to what? I don't know. So, inshallah, this would be a great lesson for us to remember and to practice. This is a poem about Imam Hussein alayhi salam's condition in the time of entering Karbala. Of course, this is the way that the poet imagines. It's not literally what Imam said. It's the way to describe using your imagination. Last night, many brothers said that, alhamdulillah, they understand Farsi. They say it's more sweet than the English translation. So now I feel not embarrassed to read the Farsi. In zameen karb o balast, ka'be qalu balast. This land is the land of grief and calamity. You know, karb o bala, karb means grief, bala means calamity. This is the Kaaba for those who said bala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? Qalu bala. He said, yes, indeed you are our Lord. It means that what I am going to do in Karbala is my response to Allah's question, am I your Lord? I am saying yes. So I want to show how I am answering to Allah's call. And because this is when Imam left Hajj, you know, Imam changed his Hajj into Umrah and he didn't complete the Tamattu. So Imam is saying that I am doing my Hajj here. I'm completing my Hajj here. قتلگاه من صفا مروه‌ام تشت طلاست. I am going to move between Safa and Marwa, but my Safa is the place that I'm going to be killed, and my Marwa is the place that my head is going to be put on the golden tray in the palace of Yazid. So I have come to my Safa with my body, but my Sa'i to Marwa is only with my head. Mahmil maranid ba man bemani. We don't want to go anywhere from here. We want to stop here. Please stop here and let us station here in Karbala. اینجا بود حج شهادت در موج خون ما را عبادت. This is where we want to perform our Hajj. But this is a special Hajj. This is Hajj of martyrdom. And we want to worship Allah by offering our blood. So this is the sacrifice of Hussein. He is not slaughtering a sheep or camel. وعده کردم با خدا تا کنم جان را فدا. I have made a covenant, a promise to Allah that I am going to offer him my life. با لب عطشان سرم می شود از تن جدا. While I am thirsty, I am going to be beheaded. خون گلویم غسل و وضویم. My wuzu and my ghusl will be made with my own blood coming from my throat. اینجا بود حج شهادت در موج خون ما را عبادت. This is going to be our Hajj, Hajj of martyrdom. And we will be going to worship Allah in ocean which is filled with our blood. نقش خاک این زمین شاخه یاس من است. What is going to make this land very beautiful, to decorate this land, is a flower, a jasmine flower. What is that flower? هدیه در راه خدا دست عباس من است. That is the present that I'm going to offer to Allah, and that is the hand of my Abbas. When his hand drops on the land, this would decorate this land. او کشته یار من بی علم دار. اینجا بود حج شهادت در موج خون ما را عبادت. He would be killed for the sake of Allah, but I would be left without any helper. زخم ما اینجا شود جامعه احرام ما. می شود با خون ما شستشو اندام ما. Of course, you need dress of ihram. What is the dress of ihram for Hussein? He says, our dress of ihram, what covers our body, is nothing other than wounds and injuries that leave no place of the body of Hussein unless it is injured. کودک ناخورد شیر از آتش پر می زند. My little son who has not had milk is so thirsty that is shaking. پیش تیر حرمله خنده اسقر میزند. But what is surprising is when the arrow of حرمله comes, علی اسقر smiles. طفل صغیرم ذبح کبیرم. Is a little child, but it's my great sacrifice. My great sacrifice is علی اسقر. جسم پاک اکبرم اربن اربا می شود. The holy body of Ali Akbar would be made into pieces. پاره تر از جسم او قلب بابا می شود. But what is made into more pieces is the heart of the father of Ali Akbar. دار و ندارم تقدیم یارم. Whatever I have and whatever I don't have, everything is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have left nothing for myself. این زمین در هر قدم Hajj Baytullah Mosque. This land is so sacred that every step that we take on this land is like performing Hajj. Ham shahadat gah ma, ham ziyarat gah mas. This is where we will give our life to Allah, and this is where people come to visit us. This makes this land very special land. Dade khodayam, chenin nedayam. Allah has given me such a call. Inja bovad hajj shahadat, dar moj khun mara ibadat. This is the place for performing our hajj of martyrdom. This is the place to worship Allah while we are covered with our blood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah show us the way to devote ourselves to Allah. May Allah fill our heart with love for Himself and His holy and true servants. May Allah enable us to serve our Imam Zaman before and after he comes. May Allah make our Imam Zaman happy with us. May Allah make his reappearance as soon as possible, as easy as possible. May Allah send his rahmah and forgiveness to all the marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters here. May Allah be pleased with our parents, for parents, our teachers, those who have rights upon us, our maraji. May Allah, inshallah, let them be with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad right now. May Allah give shifa to all the people who are ill and suffer. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.